If you're looking for the most epic place on Earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
R&B money! We up! Tank. Jay Valentine. We are the authorities on all things R&B.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Tank.
I'm Jay Valentine.
This is the R&B Money Podcast, the authority on all things R&B.
Yes, sir.
My guy can do all things.
Mm-hmm. You better be able to play. You better be able to play it.
All things. Can you write it?
Can you write it?
Can you produce it?
Mm-hmm.
All things. Can you DJ it?
Huh.
Can you perform it?
Huh.
All things. Your guy's not better than my guy, because my guy is my guy, Mars. Make some noise.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
Truly gifted. True. And what's crazy is that, hold on, how did you get the name My Guy Mars?
Okay, so it started with Mars. My name is Lamar. So I've always been known to do things different than most people, or if, you know, with our production company or, you know, our band, they're like, yo, let's try it this way. I'm like, let's try it the left way. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it was always me doing that. So that kind of came like, you know what? I'm going to call you Mars. You just not on this world. My homegirl, Tavia, from the Ivy Sisters.
Yeah, the Ivy.
She was like, yo, I'm going to call you Mars. You always going against everything that, like, I like that. You know what I'm saying? So I just started. It was just Mars. And the My Guy thing came from Tyrese, believe it or not.
My Guy.
My Guy.
It makes all the sense in the world.
Yeah. It was like Underdog Days, you know, whatever, whatever. And yeah, it just kind of happened like that.
I feel like My Guy is organic to you, period.
Yeah.
Like anytime somebody says, you know Mars? Oh, my guy Mars?
Yeah.
That's my guy. It follows.
Yeah,
with, it does. Nigga, that's my guy. Nigga, that's, and that's like universal.
Right.
Where everybody says, that's my guy. And
for
that's
sure.
Hard to have in this industry and in these streets where everybody has that kind of reverence.
Yeah. That many people fuck with you.
How dope of a guy you are. People really fuck with you.
Man, it's amazing. I mean, outside of like saying it and endorsing it, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think that's one of the main things too, like being known for, you know, saying it, like, and the sentiment of it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I think that kind of like plays a lot into just the name, mm-hmm. but it's like more of like the experience or like what I represent, right?
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
So, absolutely. Because I haven't met anyone who's had a bad experience with you.
There it is.
That's real shit.
Yeah, that's real shit. I have. Yeah. I'm sure there's somebody out there that can't wait to comment in the comment. Yeah. Nah, see, I'm telling you, that nigga. Like,
I can't wait. I can't wait to address it or to apologize.
Yeah, we will address you.
You hear me?
Because this is our guy.
Yes, sir.
Mars.
Yes, sir.
You do everything, bro.
Almost.
Like you're as Jay likes to say, you're a real Swiss Army knife.
Mm-hmm. That part. Nah, man.
And the rooms you've been in, that you've been creative in, mm-hmm. your input has been necessary. As you say, you have this thing where you're able to see something completely different than what everybody else is seeing.
Right.
And your discography reflects that. I can hear it. I know left when I hear it.
No facts.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I know when a nigga is not right in his mind. You know what I'm saying? Making some shit. I'm like, why would he? Oh, it's Mars.
But that's what makes you stand out in music, though.
Yeah.
Honestly, and being able to stand on that ledge sometime. Because, you know, it's easy for niggas to be like, man, I don't fuck with that. And now I don't fuck with him. Because this shit is too, you know what I mean? But you're well-versed in what you do as well. It's not like you're just some guy who's just, oh, since everybody is saying this, I just want to say something different. No, I actually can break it down to you.
That's why.
Exactly.
I have the information.
Exactly.
Because everybody don't got the information. And to get the information, you got to do time in this shit.
And that's, I think that's the important part. I think that's something that isn't as present, you know what I'm saying, nowadays. Because a lot of people... you could fast track your way to success.
Go ahead and tell them that they're taking a shortcut.
You could fast track your way to success nowadays. And it was like, I literally was privileged enough. And that's why I think this is amazing and beautiful, because it's like, I was influenced by and have been influenced by both of you. You know what I'm saying? In different ways. And I also have been able to work and see you work. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, back then, if I was just talking about this earlier, if you wasn't in the room, you didn't know what was going on in the room.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We didn't have the phones and, you know what I'm saying? Right. All of that shit. It was like,
I wish a nigga would pull out a camera back in them days.
What? In Michael
now
Jackson's
slapped that shit. So I would have slapped that phone down so fast.
Right, like, Quincy in this joint. You see Quincy right there. Quincy Jones here. He's scoring shit.
It's like,
he's scoring shit.
And there go Mike. There go Mike. Stop messing with your nose, man. Your nose is fine. Everybody tell Mike his nose is fine. Like,
that's out.
We live in a wild time.
That's what's going on now. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And it distracts, you know, the process, as well as just like, you know, you just don't get the same education. You know what I'm saying? I got to see the education. I got to see you guys writing the songs. I got to see Harvey vocal producing. I got to see Damon doing his shit. I got to see every like how the greatest songs that people love are made, and the songs that I grew up listening to are made. And you know, being a church musician, being somebody that's told coming into the industry, all right, you can't do this, you can't do that. I was doing all the left shit. And the left shit really is just like your experience, like your character, who
for
you
sure.
are.
And your identity of
church gangster shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
And it's like, I ain't a gang member, but it's like being around niggas that, you know, I can tell their stories musically. That's how you, you know, be able to create a sound for Nipsey, or be able to be the only producer that Nipsey would endorse, or the only production company that Nipsey would endorse. And all the music had to come through us. You know what I'm saying? Because we understand the experience. We understand who the artist is. We know how to convey it. And it may be something that gravitates to him, or something that he likes about the beat. But it's like, how can we put it into, you know, our terms? How can it be in L.A. on Crenshaw? How can it sound like it look? You know what I'm saying? So I think that was the dope thing that I got to see from y'all, was like the experience. And then I was able to take that and practice that and have it take you down. And you know what I'm saying? All these different moments that I'm practicing and like witnessing this shit in real time. And that's the experience and the shit that I, you know, advocate now. It's like for people to really educate themselves. Now we got YouTube. You can literally go look at 1,000 videos on.
There's no reason not to have any type of education on any subject for that matter.
But let's talk about that then. Yeah. Let's go back, right? Let's go back to South Central. Let's go back to LA. In the beginning for you, you know, as Tank says, you know, when someone or when you yourself identified that you were going to be special in this thing, and this is something that you wanted to do with your life. Because this isn't always everybody's choice.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Especially when you're a little kid. And I've known you a long time.
Right.
You've always been in music. It's been years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you've done your 10,000 hours.
No facts.
Two or three times. You know what I mean? Like, you've done it. You know what I mean? So, you know, can you give us, you know, just a rundown of growing up in L.A., growing up in the church, and then what y'all grew up around this whole time?
My experience of church was different because my dad was like the nigga in gospel. You know what I'm saying? Like,
the nigga in gospel.
I'm just saying, like, he was the person, and it's like, I see a lot of him and myself now, you know what I'm saying, looking back, but he like, you know, had an album, started a record company with my name in 1988, but he was the only person that was like bringing Thomas Whitfield out here, bringing John P. Key, bringing Fred Hammond, bringing, you know what I'm saying? He was cool with all of these people. He was the only person on Maddie Moss Clark album that wrote a song. Like, she writes all her music.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But she loved my dad so much, she took his song, took him under, you know what I'm saying? Wow. So this was like a whole thing.
What's your pop's name?
Clifton Edwards.
Clifton Edwards, okay.
Clifton Edwards Jr. So, and I just seen Uncle Charlie, and he like, man, I know who you are. You Clifton's son.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's crazy because people know me in that world from that, but growing up, it was like, I didn't know who none of them niggas was. I just know I'm in church and this sounds crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, this, like, I grew up around these people.
They were
people.
The upper echelon of music.
Yeah, it wasn't like a regular church where niggas are singing. Yeah. Like,
they were the highest level. Yeah.
Bruh, and they're doing concerts.
And this your dad's church?
This is my grandfather's church.
Your grandfather's church, okay.
My dad was, you know, working there, minister of music, doing, you know, all of that, and doing concerts and stuff. So how I met Warren was my cousin, Dewan, David, Gramico, Warren, and Joy were in a group, Souls of Zion, and my dad, like, let them, you know, perform at the church. So that was, like, they first, you know, the Johnson sisters, you know what I'm saying? So this is how I, like, know them moving on. But this was my 4 years old, 5 years old, you know, being
introduction.
Around. Yeah, like,
you get exposed to the gas.
And I'm like, what is going on? So I'm just around the drums every day. Like, I just know I want to be a part of something over here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I start being around the drums, start playing the drums around like 4 or 5. I could, you know, play the drums standing up, whatever, carry a service. Then my dad did another live recording around like 10 or 11, my first live recording. I want my son to play. You know what I'm saying? So all the pressure on me, I'm like, okay, cool. I play, do the live recording. Then somebody donates the organ to the church. That Sunday, I'm playing the drums. My dad is like, Lamar, get on the organ.
You've never played before,
Never played the organ, ever. I played the piano a little bit.
Because that is a very different instrument. Very different,
yeah.
He
like, Sister Fanny donated the organ. Boom, boom, boom. Lamar, get on the organ. I'm like, what? So I go on to Oregon, and he just starts singing Amazing Grace.
And you just start following.
No, I did not.
No?
I was sweating bullets. I was like, what? I'm looking at drawbars, and it's two different kids.
Did you feel a set of arms come across your shoulders? Like, let me
it was none of that. The pulpit was over there, and the organ was all the way over here. And to add insult to injury, my dad, thinking he's helping, is calling out all the things I should play. So you telling the audience in the church, the whole church, that I don't know what I'm doing, while I'm figuring out that I don't know what I'm doing, and then going to make me play the song like E flat. No, that's E flat major. Okay, yep. Make a two. F minor. Like, he doing that through the whole song.
He, wow.
Instead of just going over there and playing it himself. I hold the mic, like.
Hey, middle of service.
That's a different
right
type of school. That's
so
a different type of school.
After that, every day I went to the church and I practiced the organ. And it's my favorite instrument now, but that was like the first time I played. So, you know, by that time, I had figured out, okay, I got a drum set, I got keys, and it's an organ at the church. So every Christmas and birthday, I'm going to ask for a different instrument. So that's kind of how I start learning how to play everything else. But once I got to the point of making beats, it was on accident. Somebody else donated the keyboard to the church.
Shout out to the donations.
Matter of fact, it was
shout out to the donations.
My dad's friend Ron Thomas. Shout out to Ron Thomas. So he donates the Trinity to the church.
Come on, that Trinity.
I'm playing in the Trinity. I'm in the vibe. Now I'm playing keys. Me and my cousin Armand, rest in peace. It's a two band, but it sounds like it's four or five of us. Like I'm playing. I got it figured out now. One day I'm at the church and I accidentally pressed the record button, like the sequence button. And it just went to a whole nother screen and I was like, oh shoot, like I don't know, you know what I'm saying? I ain't know how to get back or nothing. So I'm just like trying to figure it out. And that's how I start like learning how to make beats. And it was never like, let me do what I'm thinking. It was like, all right, let me see if I can do something like the radio. So I'm practicing Crush On You. Yeah. But I practice Crush On You until I get it like immaculate, perfect. Like yeah. Exactly
so
like the record, like
crush
the sounds.
On you
like
at the church. Yeah.
You feel me?
You practicing Crush On You at the church?
Yeah.
I'm practicing the music to Crush On You.
Listen, I play.
I should be trying to figure out what you church niggas be doing.
I wasn't.
I played 12 play during offering. So
I played 12 play.
We all played something during offering. We all had a girlfriend or something and did a little shout out. Like, hey,
you are. That was for you, baby.
Yeah, I was playing So Anxious. My dad,
keep the church.
Keep the church.
Like, how you know what it is then, nigga?
9 o'clock.
I'm playing the church. I'm like, I'm supposed to be getting away with this. How you're not even supposed to know what this is?
Yeah, keep the church now.
Yeah, man. Wow. My dad was in my head. But you made me lose my train of thought.
You started sequencing.
Yeah, I was Crush On You. So, yeah. So, boom, I finally get it dope. And I'm like, you know, before service, I'm like having my homies come around like, hey, look, tell me what this is. Boom, boom, boom. Or then I start asking them, hey, tell me what beat should I make? You know, so that's kind of how I start like making beats. But I never really thought about like making beats for artists. I never thought about producing like my own nothing. I just was just making music. And after I graduated high school early, my dad was very adamant about getting me out the house. So he's like, his thing was like, when we wear the same size, one of us got to go. So he's like,
shit.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
My son wear my size. Damn, I'm about to kick him out. You got to kick him out now. He ain't finished with school yet.
According to the rules of Mars.
That's why I graduated early. I'm like, okay, well. I had independent study. This is like, I don't even want to go into the whole thing, but the short version is my dad low-key thought I was special because the teachers would always say, Lamar is so bright and he always does great on all of his work, but he's always like beating and doing stuff in class. In my head, we didn't have no voice recorders, we had no phones, no voice memos, none of that. So I always had beats that I heard and try to like do the beat from first period to second, all the way until I got to the church. Then when I get to the church, I can record the beat.
Yeah, yeah.
But nobody, I can't explain that to you. You can't even talk back to your parents.
They have no idea. It was like a Robert Glasper moment.
So I'm like, you know, just going through this. And then I go through, you know, the whole thing where I'm sitting in a class with, you know, people with helmets and all kind of, and I'm like, I know I'm not supposed to be here, but this, you know, then it gets to
you was in the class.
That's
with
what
the little
I'm telling
TV,
you.
Is Robert Glass, television.
You, him, and Robert Glasper was in there. Tapping
oh, y'all was watching Home Alone. Oh man, these schools don't know, man. Bruh,
it was a crazy experience, bro. And I mean, wow. It didn't last long because my mom, thank God for my mom, a praying mom and a wonderful,
praying mom.
My mom is the best. Yeah. She, like, I probably wouldn't be alive if it wasn't for my mom.
Get my son out this little TV room.
She's like, if you don't get.
Yeah.
So, you know, later I went on independent study. Go on independent study, and Nissan calls me to go out for Aaliyah.
Shout out to Nissan.
And my brother. I was like 16, and I freaking love, I was like crazy about Aaliyah. My dad already knew, so he like talked to Nissan like, yeah, no, Lamar got to finish his school. Like, he can't, you know, boom, 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 boom. So I'm like, all right, cool. So doing my schoolwork, boom, boom. Then I'm about to finish graduating. Of course, the tragic thing happened.
Yeah.
And I'm like high key mad at my dad.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I like really was like, dang, like, I just want to make music. You know what I'm saying? Like that, because that was the only thing that was like would take me away from every. I had a keyboard in my room. I'd just be in there all day long, just playing, calling homies. Hey, what's this chord? Hey, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was no Instagram. It was very like experimental. You know what I'm saying? So, saying all that to say, when I graduated, I finished school early, and I moved. I was in Lancaster, so we moved from Inglewood, 92nd and Van Ness to Lancaster. Finished school out there, did school out there, and then I came back out here to North Hollywood. Met this lady at the bank the first day I set up my bank account. She was trying to hit on me. I found out later as I got older, but she was, you know, oh, where you going? Long story short, yeah, I got a studio across the street. I'm like, all right, cool.
She had a studio across
the street. She had a studio. Her and her husband owned it. So she's like, yeah, come to the studio. I have one producer there, but, you know, he's kind of hardly there, whatever, whatever. The producer ends up being D Smoke's cousin, which I don't know at the time. C-Note. Yeah. So I get to the studio. They got all this shit in there. I lose my shit. I just start going crazy. And she like, oh, yeah. She called her husband. Boom, boom, boom. All right, so look. If you can get us 15 beats, like a year or like a beat a month, then you can have the studio for free. This is like I just met this lady. So I'm like, all right, cool. She give me the keys. I go in the studio that night. I make the 15 beats that night. burn it on CD. This is what CD is. I think it was like 18. Burn the CD, gave it to her. Boom. Now I'm in the studio.
It's yours.
My studio. It's me and C-Note, you know, shared it. Mm-hmm. Like, he'll be in there every now and again, but I was in there like pretty much all the time. This is where the weed and all the shit comes in, because the homies start coming through. You know, I got my own studio. I'm here just making music.
How old are you? You fresh out of high school?
I'm 17.
You ain't even 18 yet.
Yeah, 17. So I'm staying up the street by that Denny's. I was signed to Warren.
I know exactly.
I was signed to Warren, to my block. So we would go. This was later. Later I got signed to Warren. But before, Fever is right around the corner, right? So my apartment is right there by the
Denny's. So are you a church musician at this point?
Yeah.
You playing in the church. That's how you surviving.
I played in the church from the whole time.
Okay. But
like, once I started getting paid, it was probably around like 15, 16 or something like that.
What you making at the church?
My dad was paying me like, at first, you know, it was like, we give you like $75, you know, then you get $100 and then, no, we was getting $75. Then my uncle was like, yo, you mind if I take Lamar to this church down the street before church? It's only for like, you know, an hour. So he like, yeah, you can go, whatever, whatever. So I go and do the church gig. They paying me $100. I come back and talk to the pastor,
yeah,
which is my dad.
My guy.
My guy.
My guy's paying
my
me.
Guy's
paying. They paying the $5 over here.
Yeah.
I need the $5.
You hear me?
He ain't trying to pay the $5.
Yeah.
My guy, what are you doing? So that's how, you know, start getting leverage. And then
negotiations.
Yeah. And then obviously other pastors would come and, you know, preach. And, man, your son is,
yeah,
he could come play at my church. I'll give him $350. And I'm hearing the conversations. Yeah. I'm like, oh, I'm seeing my value. Like, oh, this is, okay. Like, you know, so when I move out, it was one of those pastors that was like, that had a church that was like, yo, man, you know, if you move, boom, boom, boom. I hit him up. So now I'm making like, I think think he was giving me like $600 a week.
What?
And like my rent was
Tank
like,
is so jealous right now.
My rent
he's
was
so jealous. I'm not going to well, look
it was
over
like,
there.
It was like
he's hot.
It was $250 a service. We did two services on that Sunday, and then I had to go like play praise and worship for like 10 minutes for like $150 or something like that.
I never balling in church.
I never got more than $150 for an entire Sunday.
These were different times though, too, Tank.
No, it's the same Jesus.
Well, see, won't he do it?
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals. Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, guys. You know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
I knew guys from the church, but I never seen it from a California sense, right? Because the Bay Area church is different than the LA church.
Right. Sure.
Our churches is different.
No, facts.
You know, like it's not like you don't really do both in the Bay. Either you're a street nigga or you're a church nigga.
Yeah,
that's you're not true. A church street nigga
that's
in the
true.
Bay.
Yeah, that's true.
In LA, it mixes. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like literally it mixes where it's like, They was fresh on the block to now playing in the church.
Yep.
We don't got no gangster musicians. Not for us. I never knew them. Now, you know, I'm sure some niggas that's going to be in the comment like, nigga, I've been in the hood and playing the organ. Okay.
You confirming everything. you confirming the same thing for me. That was the first time I saw it when I came to L.A.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I was like, that nigga robs banks and he can play a hell of an organ.
It's something different out here, though. You know what I mean? So, you know, man, please tell a story, bro. Like, how did y'all get to the Edmonds building?
Honestly, like, to be truthful, Damon really took a liking to me and like the production and the stuff that I was doing at the time. I've always been more musical, but at the time, like I told you, it was a lot of people that was telling me, you know, when you produce, you can't do this, you can't, you know what I'm saying?
So what were they telling you not to do?
I mean, like, okay, so I was signed to Warren, right? And like, he was basically telling me like, all the shit that I was doing was fire, but I have to find a way to make it fit.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what that meant at that time.
Right.
So I just equated that as don't do that shit.
Gotcha. Mm.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So it was like, all right, let me do something that's safe and, you know, whatever around here. And I was doing whatever I wanted with Joy. Like, gotcha. As far as not physically.
There's no question, of course.
And those songs were the songs that everybody was loving. Like, I did a song called Energy, Carrie Hilson, like all these. It was just songs we were doing that everybody was like, yo, this sounds crazy. Mm-hmm. So Damon was hearing some, you know, everybody was hearing these songs. And he was like, yo, I really love, like, you know, what you're doing. Like your musicality, you know, Damon. So,
of course.
Once he seen that, you know.
Now, Damon has an amazing eye for talent. You know what I mean? And understanding, like, who's next. And, you know what I mean? Like, he's special in that space.
Yeah, so, you know, for him to, you know.
So do you meet Damon before you met Tyrese?
No. I met Tyrese first.
Okay.
Yeah. And then.
So Tyrese is how you got to the building there?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we were kind of just like, you know, of course, we got the same parking lot. Mike is banging on me every day. You know, the security guard.
Who are you here to see? Mike, it's me again.
Okay.
He always pointed at you. So, you know, as I'm going on the second floor, you know, naturally, sometimes I see Tank, sometimes I see Eric.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, I don't want to say nothing. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, nigga, I love y'all music. Like, you know, I didn't know what to do. So I was like, what do I do with my hands?
Yeah,
so I was like, fuck it. We just going in the room doing the shit. And one day I think I seen Damon and we were talking outside. And he was like, oh yeah, I know, you know, ain't you the boom, boom, and Warren and da da da. And you know what I'm saying? Like, and you know, the conversation, he like, man, you know, come up to the floor. So we came up to the floor. What I didn't know was that you had to sign some shit and or be signed.
I didn't know that either.
When I came there,
yeah.
But y'all niggas was already the niggas. Y'all was already a part of the underdog. So it was like, for new niggas, nigga, you got to, when you come up here, you got to sign some shit.
When you come on the floor.
Nigga, before you, you're not seeing, it's a door that's closed. You don't know what's behind the door.
Yeah.
It's a desk. It's a nice young lady right there.
Mm-hmm.
Sign this shit and go past the shit.
Oh shit! Okay.
I never signed the shit.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
but I always called Damon and was like, "Yo, I'm right here at the da-da-da-da-da.
Come get me. I want to sign this."
So, you know, so that created the you know, the bond and the way that I was coming on the floor. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Now everybody else, I don't know, but that's how I like start. You know, coming and just seeing what was going on and meeting Eric and, you know, Tony and, you know what I'm saying. Start kicking it with Rob Knox, and Rob Knox kind of like showed me the play.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because he was there. All right, this is the room. Like, don't ever go in there. They always working in there. Boom, boom. That's when they writing. This is da-da-da. You can always come in my room. And that's Damon's room. All right, cool. All right, boom. And Damon come out. Hey, man, you can go in my room. So I would just be in his room trying to figure shit
big
out.
Speakers.
And it was like, that's literally the Osburgers. Like, that's
biggies.
And that's literally like where and how I may take you down. Because he just let me come up on the floor and I'm just, you know, figuring shit out. Like, there was no reason for me to be there, but just to learn and be wowed by all the niggas that I respected.
Yeah.
So tell us the story behind Take You Down.
Yeah.
Take You Down. Okay. Yeah. I'm in Damon's room and I went downstairs to get high because you can't smoke in the studio, which I hated. So I went downstairs. Prop the door, get high or whatever. I come upstairs and I hear the beat in my head while I'm smoking and shit. So I'm like, all right, cool. I just hear the hear that shit. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, all right. So I go back upstairs. I don't know this shit because I do, you know, MPCs and keyboards and shit. This is my introduction to using a DAW. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A digital audio workstation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we were using Logic, so it's just a keyboard and Logic. I'm like, fuck, let me just, here. So I would just go through the shit. I think it was some Rob Knox kits loaded in there. I'm just doing shit until I find the shit that I, you know, so I do that shit, do the beat, build out the rest of it. It's just going, it's going. And then I get to the part where I want to go to the next section, and the MIDI sustain is like just going, and I don't know how to fix it.
Yeah, you got you. Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't want to say I'm too prideful, but I didn't want to go
and tell somebody
fuck these niggas session up or ask one of you elite ass niggas.
Hey guys,
Sustain. I'm on the bench over here. How do you open this Gatorade? Like, you know what I'm saying?
How do you open this Gatorade?
Fuck nah. So I'm like, all right, I'm gonna figure this shit out. So I'm up there just trying to figure it out, and I'm like, fuck it, I'm gonna just move all the shit to it just die out. So on the part, so that stays. So when it does the dun 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 dun, dun, and then it's like dun.
Oh shit!
Here we go. That wasn't on purpose. That was a real accident, and I just didn't want to tell niggas like I accidentally did that, or how do you fix that? Like, nobody said nothing. I'm like, oh my god, I ain't saying nothing.
They like it.
Just add the bubbles, add new bubbles after they sustain. I already know what you're talking about.
I'm like, what the fuck? So I didn't know how to drag, go cut, splice the shit. I didn't know, you know, so when I get to that part after I paste it, I, you know, play it again. I turn it up a little bit. Damon comes in the room, like literally like 7 minutes after I'm like doing it. He's like, yo, what is this? I'm like, I don't know. Like, shit, just trying to do something. He's like, this is going on Chris Brown. And then he walked out the room. No cap. And I was like, nigga, yeah, right. You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking in my head, like that never happens.
Right.
Like, nobody tells you, like, I'm going to do this. And then they do it.
Yeah.
Nah, that doesn't happen. So I just finished the shit and didn't know that Damon took what I did. They finished it, did the bridge, went up in A. Yeah. Harvey, they went and y'all end up writing, doing all the shit. And I'm on the second floor, you know, regular business. And my lawyer called me like, hey, do you have a single coming out on Chris Brown? I was like, no, I don't. Well, do I? I remember the conversation. I was like, no, I don't think so. I was like, wait, do I? He was like, we just got something from the underdog saying that, you know, boom, boom, boom. I was like, this is crazy.
Yeah, it all started clicking.
I'm like, Damon was the first person that told me that I'm going to do this. And he did it.
And it happened, yeah.
And that's why I don't care what nobody think, whatever. If Damon called me today, I'm going to answer the phone.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just that type of nigga. Like, yeah. I'm a loyal nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, that was something that they didn't even have to do, you know? Or they could have just took the idea and just
ran with
just
it.
Said, hey, let's reproduce this. And you know what I'm saying? Now I'm fighting it. Nah, you didn't really do that. We don't care. Like, niggas do that every day.
Right. Because you also did it on their property.
Exactly.
It's not like it was in your computer. It was on the, like, because this is a thing. So for them to, you know, to stay solid.
Mm-hmm.
In that type of situation, because you wouldn't have won that in court. You wouldn't have won that in court.
Here's the thing. You remember when I told you that sheet that everybody's supposed to sign?
You didn't sign it.
You didn't sign it.
That's the leverage.
Ah, gotcha.
So, you know, because I didn't sign that sheet, I had a little bit more leverage. But at the same time,
you never needed it. Wasn't even
It ain't about that because the relationship was cool. And
absolutely.
And that's why I like talking about experiences that happen like that as well as experiences that don't, you know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Because it's like you have to let people know like this shit ain't always fire and it can always go however because they're the underdogs. It's they shit. So just like all these other artists that's getting fire overnight, they got the company. It's they shit. If they want to pay you $2 for the beat, do you want to go viral or not?
That.
Take this $2, shut the hell up, or leave.
And was this your first placement?
That was my first placement like that. That was my first single. That was like my first big placement.
Okay.
I think the first my first placement was, my very first placement is not worth mentioning. First placement that I would like to talk about is Bobby Valentino, Gangsta Love with my cousin Swift. Mm. And really, my cousin Swift did the whole beat. He had did it. I was working with him at the time. And, you know, we were the band for Bobby Valentino. And Tim and Bob really took a liking to us and our music. And the shit that we was doing at the time just wasn't as fire as the shit that, you know, Swift did. Like, we had the musicality, but not the sonics and, like, you know, figuring out the mixing and shit. So, mm-hmm. Shout out to Swift on that. But, yeah, that was the first placement we did.
When was your first real check for a placement?
First real check was, I think I was still 17, or I might have been 18. It was with... Billy Moss had gave me the check.
Billy Moss.
Yeah.
Billy Moss can find the check.
Shout out my guy, Billy Moss. He's going to find that moolah.
He's going to find that money.
He's going to find some shit. You hear me? Yeah, he, I think it was Formula One was the group's name. And it was some beat I did at that studio. And, you know, they liked it enough to pay for it. I think it was $2,500. I was like, ooh, I'm rich. I ain't never going back to doing that. No. Y'all need some more?
Yeah, yeah. I got like 15 of these on this CD. If you
want. You hear me? Passing out CDs left and right.
Yeah.
You know, slossing. What we doing?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, that was like the first real, you know what I'm saying? And that was like before I start going to Underdogs, you know what I'm saying? That was before I got signed to Warren. I got signed to Warren around like 19, something like that, 20. Then T.I. signed me around like 23 or something after I did Take You Down, around like 23, something like that, 24. And then we started a production company together and I moved to Atlanta to work with him.
So T.I. signs you as a producer?
We,
or as a writer?
Well, we started a production company together.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So he wanted to produce. And my lawyer basically was like, yo, he needs like a Scott Storch to a Dr. Dre. I'm like, nigga, I'm both. Like, what are you? Yeah. He's 50 Cent. And I'm Scott Storch and Dr. Dre. But yeah. He had previously did beats. I just didn't know. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I wasn't aware of nothing. Like, I just knew Rubber Band Man.
Right.
So I wasn't like ever a Tip fan, none of the shit. So it was just like,
how did he find you? He just heard Take You Down and look.
We had the same attorney.
Gotcha.
So he was talking to my attorney. And he was like, man, I need somebody that can, you know, I'm trying to get back on the beats and I need somebody that can help me, you know, formulate the ideas. And he's like, yeah, I got Mars, you know, boom, 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 boom. So we got on three-way and he's like, yeah, man, you know, hey, man, shit, man, privileged, you know what I'm saying? Shout out. When can you come out today?
Yeah.
I'm like, shit, man, I'm ready when you are. All right, shit, I'm going to get the flight. I'll send it to you tonight. I'm like, oh, wait, no, not that fast. like maybe like 2 days. Like,
yeah, give me a couple days,
you know
man.
What I'm saying? Like, work on my ride situation. I had no car at the time. I remember I walked from my apartment to eat. I was on Magnolia. I walked up to the apartment and this nigga calling me. I'm on the three-way. Like,
so we're going to talk about that.
Yeah, what?
Because I'm a timeline guy, right?
Okay.
You just said you did Take You Down.
Mm-hmm.
Had other deals.
Mm-hmm.
When T.I. called, you did not have a car, though.
Mm-mm.
Just so, like you said, we're giving real information about how the music business works.
Absolutely. Sacrifice.
So, in all transparency,
mm-hmm.
was it that you did not make money off of these things, or was it that you blew it?
Nah. So, I had gotten a car accident, and then after I got in a car accident, I was kind of like, you know, trying to figure my shit out. You know, I got to get rides and, you know what I'm saying?
So you had a couple dollars in?
Yeah, not enough to just go get a new car from an unprecedented accident.
Yeah, you know right, what I'm saying? Right, right, right.
I had enough money to pay my bills and, you know, stay afloat. So, so at that time, like I always like to say, sacrifice over security. It's easy to go, I could have went and got a bucket or, you know, do some shit, but I know that if I just keep doing what I'm doing, then, you know, something's going to happen. Like, i.e. the call that I had. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, boom. So, we had that call. And, you know, and then I fly out to go work with him. And that was, like, the first time that somebody actually paid me that much money cash. You know what I'm saying? That was the first time I seen, like, somebody just take out their money, like, out their pocket. Like, oh, here you go. You know what I'm saying? And I was like...
And that was for you to do the production team with him?
Yeah. That was like an advance towards any money that we would receive from our production team. So like you know, it was a short project, but, you know, we did like the LeBron James movie. We did some them franchise board, like just random shit. Young Joe. We did like.
We had a song on More Than a Game. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Yeah. So we did like, you know, like 5 or 6, you know, placements or something like that. And then I had the Scream tour. And me being, you know, the workaholic and wanting to do all the shit, when I first get out there, he like, man, get whatever you want for, you know, the studio. So I'm like, being modest, I'm like, all right, cool. Let's get this keyboard. This nigga bought everything. Full drum set. The shit that had the virus TI, just because it say TI on it, he bought the TI. He bought everything.
It's going to look good in the studio.
I'm looking at the Jocko. Exactly.
Yeah, it's going to look good in the studio.
Oh, man, you see my name.
Yeah,
like,
you see what I'm doing.
I see the Jocko bass, bro. A replica of the Jocko. I'm just sitting there like, he like, you want that bass? I'm like, hell no. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like $12,000, $10,000, like crazy, something crazy. Like, you want that bass? I'm like, nah. We're about to leave. We walking out. The guy is like, hey, man, where do you want your certificate of authentication? Like, what are you talking about? Like, for the Jocko. This nigga bought me a Jocko bass. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, I've been around niggas for, since niggas been niggas.
Yeah.
And he don't know me from a man on the moon. This man has, this the first day that he sees the value in me. Mm-hmm. He knows I don't know none of his songs. We not friends at this point. We just meeting. Like, yeah. We about to do music and business together. Like, why are you doing this?
Southern hospitality, brother.
Fuck Southern hospitality. That shit was a start of a real bond and friendship and a relationship.
But I mean, when I say Southern hospitality, it's like, you find with guys like Tip, like for some reason, that Southern bag is unlimited. When they get millions of dollars, that shit stretch down there. Like,
yeah, because they literally turn warehouses into clubs in the middle of the South. And then they just go get a honey bun for every hosting. And like, so, no, when they get it, they get it. Because, and plus, all those states connect.
They all connect.
So it's like, oh, it's paper bags everywhere. And one night you're in Mississippi, Georgia.
The whole circuit.
And Tip was getting the real six figures.
Facts.
Every stop.
Facts.
But
he saw him. He asked for you.
That's what I'm saying.
And he saw the value.
He immediately knew, I got to pour into this kid in order to get the most out of him for what we're trying to do together.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's something I say to you all the time. And you say you say it about going where you want it.
Preach.
I think it's something people press.
Facts.
People press at things that aren't for them, or situations that aren't for them. Everybody isn't for everybody. That's in personal relationships, business relationships, romantic whatever it is. People are like, no, I just need to be with her. Mm-mm. She don't really like you, dog.
Yeah, right. Right. Read the room.
Read the goddamn room.
Like, she don't really like you.
Yeah.
And we gotta look at business like that too.
Right. Facts.
Yeah. It's some people that see the value in you and are just like, you know what? He could use that.
Yeah.
She could use that. This is something that will help this thing grow.
Right.
Because this is a talented young man who, he don't just want it just to look at it. He gonna play this.
Right, he gonna do something with that.
Facts.
So this $12,000,
nothing.
It don't mean nothing.
In the grand scheme of motivation and morale.
Exactly. Yes. And I just think that's something that's very important. When you see somebody that you feel like you should invest in, you should invest in them. And we've done it plenty of times. And sometimes it comes back and sometimes it doesn't.
Right.
But I felt like this needed to be invested in, and hopefully, for some of the people that don't even work with me anymore, hopefully I gave them a step up
exactly
into what they're going to become. I always tell people, man, just if it don't work out, just come back and say thank you.
Mm. That's it.
Because I'm going to make my money.
Niggas is prideful, bro.
I've been able to make my money in this business.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, I'm not asking you to come back and drop a 10 on me or something.
Right.
I'm just saying, when you see me in these streets and you are who I thought you would become, just say thanks.
And guess what? 80% of them niggas is not gonna say thanks. So what you have to do is have a podcast like
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals. Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you, something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
The reason why I felt like I was a lot more advanced than other people was because I thought that these niggas that was sampling was playing all the shit. I thought Timbaland was playing everything. I thought Jay Dilla was playing everything. I thought that was the ball.
So in your mind, you have to play everything.
You can't recall those records because you never heard those.
You ain't seen them make them or nothing.
Right. So here's where we share in learned creativity.
Exactly.
Because I use Timbaland as my foundation to learn how to really produce.
Wow.
So I would, on my 9 tracks on my PVD PM4, remake Timbaland records. And I didn't know those were samples. I don't know how he did those sounds. I didn't know where any of that shit came from. But I would just try to make the sound close to whatever I had to do. And so that's how I learned how to, in a sense,
like sound
make samples within the music that I make.
Right.
Because I didn't start off sampling.
Yeah.
But then when I got my MPC, I was like, oh, shit. Been killing myself.
The whole time. Taking 3 hours to do something that takes 15 minutes.
Nigga, I bought a CD store going out of business. And I had boxes of CDs. It's
heaven.
But the fact that y'all could create that.
Yeah.
Is also something that has helped y'all in y'all careers.
Absolutely. And that's,
taking the stairs.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But you just felt, you didn't know. Like, again, we didn't have the insight. We're not, yo, we in the studio making the beat. You don't know how they creating the beat. Right. You don't know they, oh, he sampled this and he used this
record. You don't know that Greg Feeling Gaines was in there.
Yeah, no.
I did, listen, I didn't have an on-call.
The best.
I didn't have an on-call guitar player.
Right.
So I had to learn guitar voicings so that when I played my nylon.
That was me.
You know what I'm saying?
The jazz guitar.
It sounded like a guitar was there. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, you had to.
The pitch bend, system,
all that.
Yep,
so it, again, not taking the stairs. I mean, we really, I mean, not taking the elevator. Yeah. We really took stairs.
No, facts.
Yeah,
facts.
Sometimes a sand dune. Trying to get up. God,
you keep sliding down the hill.
Yeah, you know that's whack. Well, I'm going to try it again.
No, that was crazy, man. But, you know, you, it was essential, though.
Okay, when do you get to become a DJ? Because... when do you get there? Because now you have such an understanding of music, and now you know how music flows, and becoming a DJ now is obviously, or is it as easy a transition as it is from coming from band production and all of that?
It was a lot more easier than what I thought. The real thing that happened was, I wanted to do it, and I didn't want to tell nobody because I don't like doing shit unless I can do it as best as I can do it.
Yeah.
So I practiced for like 5 years.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, so I bought a CDJ around like maybe like 2014, 13, something like that. And I just had it in my house, and I fuck around every now and again. Not every day, but, you know, just every now and again. But I didn't get the concept of it. I just knew that I wanted to have it either as a sampling tool or to be able to incorporate my music or something, you know? Mm. So I just had it. So I was fucking around. And then I started doing this thing on Sundays after church, which is funny. And I just started having like a gang of homegirls and homies come through. We just drinking, kicking it, smoking, making beats and all kind of shit. And then like one of those times, I'm like, let me just hook my shit up. So I hooked my shit up and just start fucking around. But fast forward to like maybe 3 or 4 years later, I'm fire now. And I know how to, I've already like been like, oh, let me take some of my musical compositions and put it in the DJ shit and scratch and like pitch shit up and chop shit up and use it in the beats. So I'm like doing all kind of, I'm like, oh shit, I'm in a studio by myself. Like, I won, I figured it out. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? All that shit. I'm like, yeah, like fuck. So then by that time, I'm like, well, shit, let me just start fucking around with records. So now quarantine has hit. And, you know, niggas is like, you know, like on Twitch. So I was on Twitch DJing. And people be like, oh, man, I seen you. Oh, thanks, man. I needed that. Boom, boom. I get off the Twitch and I got like, you know, $300 on my Cash App. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like the Twitch, I'm like, this is crazy. But then I'm looking at the Twitch and it's like, you were live for 6 hours. Like, 6 hours? God damn, my back hurting and shit. You know what I'm saying?
But you're just having a good time, though.
That's when I realized that I really fucking love that shit. So, like, the informative and, how can I say, I like try to get the most information that I can. So I hit the best people I knew that DJ. So first I hit Battlecat came through, and once he came through and showed me, it changed my whole shit. I was like, oh, I can produce while I'm DJing.
No.
And that just changed my whole shit. So now I'm the drummer, I'm the musician, I could be the keyboard player, I could take the keys from this record, and because now it's about catalog and knowing as much music as possible.
Yeah.
So anything I hear, I'm like, okay, shit, I could put, damn, that's Stevie Wonder. Those strings from Village Ghetto Land would go crazy on this. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, now you're dissecting it as musical instruments opposed to just the songs and the
because
artists.
You used to, you couldn't isolate back in the days. Now, the isolation is crazy.
So, oh my God. It's so crazy. I was like, so after I learned that, I was like, I'm done. Like, I had DJ Artistic pull up, a couple other DJs, you know, just to make sure I was doing, like, you know, doing my shit. And after that, it was a wrap. I called Dave and Buster's. Yo, I want to do a West Coast Wednesdays. I want to come up there and DJ.
I called Dave and Buster. Ooh. You just called up there?
I love Dave and Buster, bro.
Nigga.
I fucking love Dave and Buster.
I didn't know where that was
I
going.
I love Dave and
because
Buster.
It was like,
nigga said, so first thing I did, called Dave and Buster.
This was the perfect opportunity to DJ. Like, you get to DJ around
what
people.
Dave and Buster's is this?
I'm just.
Which
hear
one?
Me out, hear me out. The one in Hollywood.
In Hollywood?
The one in Hollywood. But hear me out. I had a meeting at Dave & Buster's just because I love Dave & Buster's and I was wanting to do something there. But, you know, once I start DJing, I'm like, oh shit, this will be perfect. Like, I could DJ there just to, you know, see what the fuck is going on before I start, you know, hitting up these lounges and clubs gotcha. And charging $1 million.
Cool testing ground. Yeah.
Because they're not here to see me anyway.
Yeah.
You're here to come have fun. And then if you hear something fire, you're like, oh shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like the challenge. So. Boom, I hit them up. West Coast Wednesdays, I'm up there DJing. They made it work. And then we start just like getting so many motherfuckers that was just like, yo, so what are you gonna do next? And we gonna and now my regular life as My Guy Mars, or my great life as My Guy Mars, you know, is still moving. And I'm like trying to just be a DJ, and it's like, nigga, you got a session next Wednesday, and you may have to go out of town.
But you're chasing the passion.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm like, but I really love this shit. So realized I couldn't really do it, so I just start putting other people in position to be there. You know what I'm saying? Like Blast DJ, you know, Crystal the DJ, different people like that. And, you know, that turned into like a great relationship to be able to have like all the Dave & Buster's locations in California. So I started curating talent for all of, so all six locations, like every week.
So you took over Dave & Buster's?
Yeah, for like 2 months. But the way that I did it though,
that's crazy,
was I would go on my live and I'd be like, yo, if you are a dope artist, a dope singer, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on my live right now. I want to hear what you got. Boom, boom. I can get you some food, pay you $250, and you could come perform at Dave & Buster's. So
oh, shit. Yeah,
that was like something like people start, you know, creating a following. People is hitting me up. The Orange County, hey, who is Taylor Taylor? She was amazing and da-da-da. Or who is this person? Like, they came late and da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
They asking for drinks and they're in the outside smoking weed. And
all that.
So it's like
all
you
of
get
it.
To experience, you know what I'm saying, like, the whole shit, you know what I'm saying? And what comes with.
And you were given opportunity.
Exactly. So it was like, I'm not fucking up your opportunity. You take the
that's
opportunity
on you.
And you know what I'm saying? I'm not in San Diego. If you don't show up, that's on you. You know what I'm saying? So I think it was dope because they gave me a platform to be able to extend the opportunities I already give, you know what I'm saying? But it was, you know, a fire thing to be able to DJ and then still be able to transition. So when I worked with Brody and he got his deal and I started doing playing for him and musical director for him. My setup is I'm his DJ. So I have my DJ setup, my Rhodes, and the keyboard.
Nice.
So it's like I'm doing what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like, so now it's a part of the experience and, you know, me hearing things a certain way, I can execute it opposed to just me being there just DJing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And not playing. So.
Yeah. All because your daddy told you to go play the organ while he sang Amazing Grace.
Probably.
For sure, though. That's what it all comes back to.
No facts.
As you're doing that, I'm watching you as a little kid.
Right. Confused at first, and now you done
like,
figured it out.
What the fuck is this?
Controlling the church.
Yeah.
Facts.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, all of these things, and that's the, we go back to it. Stop skipping steps.
Yeah. Right.
These
right.
things will lead to other things.
That's true.
You know what I mean? And the more you put into it, the more it gives back to you.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? I preach this to my son. I mean, like me and him talk about it in his life and the things that he wants to do. I'm like, listen, just put the work in. But the specific work.
Right, yeah. Right.
You know
it
what I mean?
Has to be intentional.
Because there is a thing called a hamster wheel
mm-hmm.
where you run in place.
Facts. I'm running.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Fast as a motherfucker.
And there's a difference between an actual running a marathon and getting somewhere.
Right.
Mm-hmm,
or
mm-hmm.
being on this hamster wheel and going nowhere.
Yeah. Exactly.
Work can be put in. But if you haven't identified, okay, I'm going to work at A, B, and C. this is going to get me to this step. This mm-hmm. like life takes planning.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Even on accident.
Facts.
Like life takes, you gotta be exactly. prepared for when that opportunity comes for you. Mm-hmm. So, or you know, when you have that chance to say, you know what, I'm gonna call Dave and Buster's because I just like it. But then going and actually delivering something,
right?
Because on the other side of that, you are of value to this place because now people are buying more little mini burgers,
right?
Niggas are shooting more hoops,
right?
Because they know that. Mars, my guy Mars, has West Coast Wednesdays.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he's showing new talent. But then on the flip side of that, you're giving them an opportunity. So now you're
everything.
Your reach is growing.
As you were introduced.
Facts.
As you were introduced.
Love.
You
man,
know what I mean?
I mean, I appreciate that, man. I just think, you know, it's a lot of people that have been before us that we've taken on a lot of, you know, great experiences, great memories, great traits from these people, and also the bad experiences we've been able to, you know, navigate to where we know how to inform other people, whether you take it or not.
Yeah.
We could tell just, hey, the stove, I'm just letting you know the stove is hot. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. As long as I can do that, I don't feel, you know, as bad. And as long as I can give as much as I can give while I'm here, then I'm good. Because, you know, I just want to die empty. That's it. You know what I'm saying? I want everything that I'm trying to do to be done. You know yeah. what I'm saying? Like, that's the whole point. Like, my son is 5 years old, and, you know, I say the people that I'm used to talking to the most are not here anymore.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, it starts putting, it gives you more real perspective.
Perspective.
You know what I'm saying? Of, like, what you're doing with your time. And I'd rather not just, you know, come here and just be like, yeah, man, I'm, you know, thanks, and we talk about all the shit, and not be able to give real information, real valuable information, and, you know, as much as I can while I'm here. You know what yeah. I'm saying? So I think that's, like, the main thing is just, like, yeah, I want to DJ. I want to sing. I want to write. I want to do all the shit I know I can do. You know what I'm saying? Especially if it's people out here that's doing it way more terribly than it can be done.
Way worse than you. Way more terribly.
You know what I'm saying?
Way right. more terribly.
Yeah. yeah.
No, because, you know, that is something where I think for me and you know, people were asking me about singing again. Right? And
now, and it's, wait, you, why again? It's, what do you mean again?
Well, you know, I've taken breaks. But I yeah. took a long break to focus on another part of my career and
right.
things that I wanted to develop as far as, you know, just my mind and
right.
me being on the executive side.
Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't focus on being an artist at that time or doing songs.
Gotcha.
Not gotcha. To the level I wanted to do them at.
Gotcha.
So, but I think, you know, once Tank truly convinced me to get back into that space, I think the outlook I took on it was, I'll just create the music that I don't hear,
mm-hmm.
that I would like to hear.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not even caring about whatever somebody else made or didn't make and
exactly.
me feeling a way about or having an opinion about whatever they were making. I was just like, you know what? I would actually like to hear this song, even if it was on somebody else.
Right.
So, you know what? I'll sing it.
That's fire.
You know what I mean? And that was a big part of the motivation for me.
That's dope.
Is like, okay. And anything, you know what I mean? Okay, our podcast. A big part of our podcast is that we wanted to give something. We wanted to be an alternative to certain things.
Yeah.
I'm not going to complain about whatever other podcasts and what they say on there.
Right. Do our own shit.
It doesn't matter to me.
Right.
You know what I mean? I actually salute them for going and doing the work. But on the R&B Money podcast.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Our podcast is set a certain way. We're going to do a certain thing here. We're going to celebrate. We're going to give information. We're going to talk about
mm-hmm.
the journey.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk about the journey with people from different walks of life.
Right.
Yes, it's called the R&B Money podcast. So as soon as you hear R&B, that's the first thing you're thinking. But me and this man are R&B.
I'm about to say, y'all niggas ain't gonna not never not be here, right?
Yeah, we gotta
right. This is, you know,
enough
what I mean?
R&B in it.
You know what I mean? So for us, I can interview anybody off the street if I want to.
Right, mm-hmm. facts.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're going to get back to the R&B within it.
Right.
But it's just creating things that we would like to see.
Yeah.
And that's truly, in my opinion, what God gave us.
Absolutely.
The gift to do that.
Absolutely.
Hey, I don't like that. Okay. I think I came up with an idea for the things I do like.
Yeah.
And maybe some more people will like it with me.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I think you've done really well in that space. And even because Tank kind of touched on this earlier as far as your discography. Mm-hmm. Take You Down sounds nothing like Stronger.
Yeah.
Or Stronger sounds nothing like
Compton. Yeah.
Or Compton sounds nothing like What It Feels Like.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like those are energy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Facts. None of these records sound alike. So to me, what I believe is that these are just records you liked and something you wanted to hear, and now people have taken to them.
No, for sure.
Yeah.
And you've created a career off of it.
Absolutely. And you weren't. You like, you as you evolve, it's like you evolve into so many things to where there's no box. There's nothing that can hold you. Yeah. So from a creative standpoint, like you become limitless. You can walk in any room.
Absolutely. And fit in. I mean, I think that comes with the intention as well, though. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, can intend on being the best pop producer, mm-hmm. and just stay in that lane. You know what I'm saying? I think my thing was, I've always been about the music, and the ego is... The biggest ego is the song for me. So it's like, if I'm walking into a room to contribute something, I'm trying to do the best for the song.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not about...
It's not about your signature.
Yeah. I never thought of like doing a tag or none of that shit, because I want you to like the music before you like me. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want you or like me for the music.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But that's what you... processing and getting first is the music. You're getting the emotion, the education, all of the things we were just talking about. You're getting all of that with what I'm putting into the music. So why would I take that away by saying, "My God, Mars on the beat," and then take you down, come on.
Is that the same "My God, Mars"?
Why? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like, it's taken, for me, it was taken away from the song. So I never, like I said, I never even envisioned working with artists. I just envisioned making music. So then I started working with artists. It's like, okay, how can I make the best song? Not like, how can I make the world know it's me?
Yeah.
My thing was, I felt like it was a compliment if you didn't know it was me.
It's tailoring at an all time.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I didn't want it
at
to
a high
be,
level.
I didn't want.
No, that's to, his suit. You're making tailor-made clothes
exactly.
for those particular artists, exactly. and nobody should be able to wear that. Exactly. You shouldn't even be able to wear it.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So on this path and of, you know, becoming a great producer, songwriter, DJ, artist, mm-hmm. like, what do you see next for you?
Well, I'm getting a little older, so now I'm more so.
We don't 13. Get old in music, bro.
Yeah,
we don't get old in music,
but we
bro.
Get old as performers. We get older
I
as
mean,
performers.
Go put on a marshmallow helmet, man, and they'll never know how old you are.
They'll never know. They'll never know.
They'll never know. I don't even know who Marshmallow is.
I was about to say.
I know
at
his
that
name.
Point, I ain't even got to put
I've
the helmet.
Me and him have probably been in the same room.
I've seen him.
Have
we
you?
Just yes. Literally said that.
No shit. Y'all
the other day,
like
we was literally. I was like, bro, he could have been. At right next to me at Starbucks,
bro.
Like,
I was bowling one day and saw Gene Simmons, and I was like, I was younger, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to put it two together. I'm like, he look familiar, but he don't. And then I'm like, well, maybe,
can you stick your tongue out really quick for me so I can see?
So pause. No.
Well, that's how he was known.
No, man.
I'm sorry,
nigga. Stay trying to go viral, it man. This nigga wild, bro.
You knew what I...
No, I didn't.
I'm out.
Let me out the car, though.
I'm done.
Let me out the car, though.
Let me out, though.
I was thinking face
contract
paint.
Contract boy.
You know what I mean?
What y'all always say, contract boy.
I was thinking face paint, man.
No shit. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I'm sorry.
If you're looking for the most epic place on Earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
And we're going to, yes, and we don't plan on quitting no time soon either.
You hear me?
You know what I mean? Like, we're going to do our thing for a minute. That's how we look, until it ain't fun no more. Right now, we're having a great fucking time.
Amen. You understand me?
Mm-hmm.
What you got what going you on now?
Oh, he going.
Oh, shit.
He going.
I knew it was about to happen. Oh, shit.
This is my ministry of music.
You hear me?
Okay. Brother Mars, my guy Mars. Yeah. In your journeys through the galaxies, you've heard some music.
Yes, yes.
You've made some music.
Yes.
A lot of timers.
Yeah.
Talk about it.
Yeah. You've gotten stronger.
You've gotten stronger.
Yeah.
We want to know. From all this music.
Uh-oh. Where are we going?
What's your top five?
Yeah.
Your top five. top five.
What are they?
R&B singers. R&B songs.
Yes.
We wanna know.
Come on.
We know you know.
Yeah, you know.
The galaxy has shown. My guy Mars. Yeah, your top
understand me?
Oh my goodness. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Before you say your top five though, let's shout out the merch.
Oh, love.
You know what I mean? Because I know they've been paying attention to it. They've been seeing it.
That's all come I have on, man. On let's, me, man.
But... Listen, we are celebrating business on here.
Yes, sir.
Get to the site.
Come on. Come on.
Their site.
Yeah, it's in my bio or myguymars.com, but it's in my bio on Instagram, myguymars.
Okay.
We got merch. We got candles. Hmm. Oh, yeah. Okay, let me tell you about this. So, I got a candle.
Oh, yeah.
I got a candle. We got the regular candle, mm-hmm. and then I have a sound scent candle. Mm. Sound scent candle comes with a QR code, and I produce music exclusively for that candle that only 50 people will get.
Come on, exclusivity.
You better stop with
so,
you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's loveflames.co. And then I have some wine. A wine line I just started as well, and that's wineandvibe.com.
So do you be in your backyard stepping on grapes and shit? Is this
no, but I am going to go to a vineyard very soon. I'm not like a foot. I'm
never with my feet out.
I'm straight.
All right, my guy Mars.
Yes, sir.
Your top five. R&B singers.
Mm. Top five R&B singers.
Yeah, them
singers.
Vocals.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just singing. I'm going Charlie Wilson.
Come on.
It's like a Usher Mario somewhere.
Mm.
Up
there. Yeah.
You can call
both
if you want. What you making?
Mm.
You making them tie for one, or you would?
Yeah, I might have to tie for one.
That's okay. Your Mario
yeah,
time.
Yeah. Mario Raymond.
You said Mario Raymond?
Okay.
I like that. Yeah. And then we're going to go, I'm going to go Ty.
Yeah.
Ty Dolla Sign.
Yeah.
He's so cool.
Yeah. That I like
nigga,
it.
That nigga cold. That nigga's cold.
I'm going to go, I got to put Cuz in the vibe. I got to put Tank in the vibe. That's crazy.
Cuz is in the vibe.
You hear me?
You in there, cuz.
Tank is in the vibe.
You in there, cuz. You got your blue sweatsuit on the blue couch.
Man, I'm trying to lure, too.
Yeah, I'm trying to hold shit.
You hear you?
Everything.
Yeah.
The couch.
Sergio. I know who it is.
You know who
I know who Sergio is.
You know who he is,
you
right?
Know what I mean? It's a T on there.
It's
but
a T on there.
But it's Sergio.
It's right.
Yeah.
That ain't no Toomey suit.
No, that ain't no Toomey.
Oh, shit. I need one of them to travel
Toomey
in.
Toomey or Timu.
Hey.
Toomey.
It might be Toomey. My nigga got a Toomey sweatsuit on.
I think I was on a movie.
Oh, shit.
On Toomey. We got to call these people.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
That's four. Thank you for the blessing, my brother. And the booth's five.
Five. I'm going to go. Greatest vocal. You know what? This is going to be just... This is just my personal, one of my mm-hmm. personal
yeah.
favorites.
Yeah.
I know they know what I'm about to say. I'm going Michael McDonald.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I'm just.
Nigga?
Just saying. I don't think that would be expected.
Nigga?
So I think that's
but a
great
it's a
place.
Cold yeah. pick.
Cold.
Yeah.
Now I'm rolling. I'm rolling.
Ooh, I love Michael McDonald.
You hear me?
Yeah, I'm rolling.
Love Michael McDonald.
I wanted to like have him like, you know, sing at my wedding or something, but. This half a taking too long.
Mars, your top five R&B songs.
Top five R&B songs. Take You Down is up there for sure.
Why
come on,
not?
Come on, put your record there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Human Nature.
Ooh.
Yeah. It got to be a Babyface song. Probably Whip Appeal.
Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever you want.
Pretty Brown Eyes.
Ah!
In that condition.
Yes.
And then I might close it off with either Lady or How Does It Feel by D'Angelo. I'm going to tie for either one of those.
I like it.
I don't think.
I like it.
I don't think D'Angelo's catalog is talked about enough.
Not at all.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
Let's see.
What else you got over there?
Can't let him leave just yet.
Yeah. Listen, you watch the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I ain't saying no names. I ain't saying no names. Where you at? Who you with? What you did? Don't say she.
Oh, you buff ass nigga.
we got this podcast just to show off.
What?
Goodness gracious.
They got furniture moving and everything in here, man. God damn. You know where we at. You know where we at, man.
Yeah, man.
We at the I ain't saying no name segment of the show. Very important.
No, you didn't sing.
Yeah. I know you didn't sing it. Sing it.
I ain't saying no name.
Right? So. Right now,
mm-hmm.
Tell us a story,
mm-hmm.
Funny or fucked up, or funny and fucked up, you travel Mars. It could be your guy, or could not be your guy.
Mm-hmm.
Or girl, that this happened with.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? The only rule to this game is you can't say no names. That's all we have.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Some fucked up shit.
Just you.
If you would like. If you would like.
That's what I would like.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
The first thing that comes to my mind is this session I had with this peculiar individual. And
yeah, you definitely been hanging out with T.I.
This peculiar. No, I'm not really hanging. I'll be watching a lot of shit. No, it was really peculiar. I mean, Marvin Gaye. Ain't that peculiar?
No, I'm talking about the verse.
Just saying, I heard it from Marvin first. But anyway, no, it was a peculiar individual
because
I can't say their name.
No.
And it was a peculiar session because the individual wanted me to work with somebody else, and the combo was crazy. So I was in there working, and we're doing a remix for a song. And while we're doing the song, the person that I'm working with, it's two producers, it's me and somebody else. And the person I'm working with, he like, you know, is programming the drums and stuff. So he programs the 808s, and I'm like, they not really like pitch, like they not really in key. You know what I'm saying? Like, you should just have me do it on the, you know, on the keyboard, and like I can like make it like an 808. He's like, man, it's just this sound fire, boom, boom, boom. I'm like, all right, cool. Excuse me. So the dude comes in. He's like, yo, let me hear what y'all working on. And we played the song. And he's like, you know, bobbing to it. And then we turn the beat off. And He's like, yeah, this is fire. It's just like the 808s is just like out of tune. I look at this nigga like, and he like, oh man, he was like, I mean, like, I like it, it's like hip hop, but he was like, I'm gonna just send it to my 808, let me think of the right word. He said, I'm gonna send this to my 808 tuner. And I was like, and this was Mars back in the day. I was a lot less filtered and not as slow to speak. Mm-hmm. I mean, not, you know.
Yeah.
So, he's like, you know, this is a very expensive conversation. Like, right. These are elite people. Right. I'm just in here. And I'm like, yo, why you want to send it to your 808 tuner if you got an 808 tuner right here? And he was like, well, if I have an 808 tuner right here, why aren't the 808s tuned? And I just wanted to be like, because you're an asshole, but I didn't say it. And I was like, that was like the end of me. Just, I just melted after that. I was like, maybe I should not say shit to people. I shouldn't say shit to. And that was the first time I like really got sunned, like in front of everybody. I didn't care, but
the person was like, said that.
The person who sung it was.
Yeah. Got you.
Yeah. He's like,
so it's almost like you should have caught that.
And, which I did.
And you did. But he's not acknowledging. The producer's not acknowledging.
No, he's not. Like, he said, you know what? Mars did bullet. Say, boo, boo, boo.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at, oh, he's sick.
I'm like, all right. Just melt it and just, all right, I'm sending this to your 808 tuner right now. Huh? I'm going to track up the beats. I'm like, all right, cool. And then from that moment on, I knew just, you know, if it's my session, then I can, like, say the things that I'm thinking about. But, you know, if you're not asking, you got it, champ.
You better than me. Man, I told that nigga.
I told niggas to tune them damn 808s. Well, you know what? We should tune this nigga up.
You know what I'm saying?
Super balls. But yeah.
Okay.
No, where I'm from, tune me, beat him.
Yeah, no, yeah. Just for you, you know, we ain't hollering just for y'all out there. Just, you know.
I sure would have. This mother.
Yeah, because that was crazy.
These trashy, out of tune 808. Listen, I've heard so many. So when you said that, my skin started crawling because nothing irks me more than an out of tune 808. And there are hit records.
Yes.
With out of tune.
Yeah, for sure.
808s. And when I hear that shit in the club, I was like, Jesus Christ.
But I'm also trying to figure out, what level you got to be on to have an 808 tuner. I haven't achieved that level yet. Or maybe I should just go find one.
You
just
gotta
be the
laziest.
It gotta be a part of my flaws.
You gotta be the laziest. Listen, this is what an 808 tuner is equivalent to. Yeah, he pulls the grapes off the stems for me. That's the equivalent of an 808 tuner.
A grape puller.
A grape puller.
Cause that's just like one.
That's how we get the best wine.
That's how we get the best.
We need him to survive.
Yeah, yeah, you know, he pulls it for me and then I eat it. You pause. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the equivalent. That's how ridiculous that is.
Yeah, it is.
That it's not tuned. Cause all you have to do is this or that.
Yeah. Hey man, this is a business full of flaws.
Man,
I'm sure when he said it was a floss.
I'm a
sensitive. Oh my god.
808
was. And he was wearing a tuxedo, just to add insult to injury. And a cummerbund. The artist.
The artist? Yeah. On purpose? Or did he have somewhere
on purpose?
Did he have somewhere to go?
He just came back from somewhere.
He came
that
from
was,
somewhere,
he,
man.
He
just,
had he just that on help. When
he
I
had
said.
He had that on when he said that.
He no, had he had it on.
He had it on at the beginning of the session.
Yeah.
And he left. And he came back with the same tuxedo on. He had this tuxedo on all day. It was his vibe.
He had business. He had big business, man. I know.
That 808 tune just bothered me.
Yeah, 808 business.
That bothered me.
Yeah, 808 business.
That bothered me.
So, yeah, it's people getting paid to tune 808s out here. So, you know, you never know.
Hey, listen, if y'all are paying top dollar to tune 808s, I'm your guy. I ain't gonna pull your grapes, pause. But I tune your 808s if you need. I got all the stuff you need. Tune 808. We got some new 808s for you. Mars, my guy. Man, thank you, brother.
Yes.
I know we've
thank
been talking
y'all.
About doing this for a minute. Man.
No, for real. I appreciate
nah,
you.
We appreciate had to make you sure. Up, bro.
You
I know
got
I've been
him
banging
here.
On y'all for like, a little
nah,
bit.
No, listen, you family. Exactly. Come on, man.
Yeah, no, it's all love.
You belong up here.
Love, man.
Absolutely.
Your information and what you continue to contribute to this thing, man, people got to know that. People got to know who you are and what this is.
And this, you know, this is a beautiful thing what y'all doing. And I'm just glad, you know, the narrative is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like the format, you know, it's fun. You know, it's informative. You know what I'm saying? And it's something that our culture needs.
Yes,
so, you know.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate y'all for real.
Nah, we appreciate you, man.
Flowers and all, man. That's what we do.
Yes, sir.
And then, you know, eventually when you get around to it, you know, maybe Maybe you'll produce some music for us.
Man,
you
know, come on to the studio. Not, stop playing.
Now that you know, you've been on the pod.
Yeah.
We up one.
Come on, man. I'm just going.
You know, players don't keep scoring. I'm just throwing it out there. You know,
we're playing right now.
Yeah, we're playing. We up one. You know what I'm saying? So,
I got you.
Need that hit, baby.
That's an easy call, man.
My name is Tank.
I'm Jay Valentine.
And this is the R&B Money Podcast, authority on all things R&B.
Yes,
and my guy's better than your guy. My guy,
Sammy.
Yeah.
R&B Money!
R&B Money is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Don't forget to subscribe to and rate our show. And you can connect with us on social media at Jay Valentine and at The Real Tank. For the extended episode, subscribe to youtube.com/RNB Money.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Forget those Sunday night blues for a second with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.